And 2 weeks before, hold on, let me get this thing on right. There we go. 2 weeks before, I discovered I had detached eye retina.
两星期之前，我发现我的眼角膜坏掉。
So I had to have that surgery.
我做了手术。
And that, the hardest part of that was that I had to hold my head down facing the ground for 7 days.
最困难的就是我一直要低着头看着地上，一直要坚持七天。
And then a couple of weeks after that, I had my knee replaced.
然后就那个之后呢，我就换了膝盖。
That was the day before Thanksgiving, and I came home from the hospital Thanksgiving day.
那个是感恩节的时候，我感恩节头一天我才从医院回到家里。
And I'm still in therapy for that, so I'm not walking perfectly yet, but I'm getting there.
我还在做康复复健，还没有完全好，但是已经快了。
And then last weekend I came down with a cold.
然后上周我又生感冒了。
I was supposed to come here for the English service, but had to call up Ray and cancel.
本来我上周是要来给小唐正道的，但是不得不就是推迟延期了。
Hopefully we'll do it again because I was all prepared.
因为我已经准备好了讲章，可能下次再来讲。
But this is Chinese New Year's, and I wanted to speak to you today on living in an unbelieving world.
因为今天是中国新年，我想跟大家讲的是生活在一个不信的世代。
Noah lived in an unbelieving world.
挪亚他就生活在一个不信的世代。
And yet he lived for God.
但是他还是为神在活。
And I want you to make that your goal today.To live for God, even though we live in an unbelieving world.
今天我想让这个成为我们大家的目标。虽然我们生活在不幸的时代，我们仍然能够为主而活。
An article in an architect journal discussed some of the technical problems that Noah could have had in building the ark.
有一篇建筑杂志的有一个文章就写的是诺亚他在建方舟的时候，他可能遇到的一些困难。
Like coming up with a blueprint.
比如说他怎么样能够绘制出一张蓝图呢
Or wood supply. It took a lot of wood to build that boat.
然后他从哪儿找来这么多木头呢
Or getting help.
他从哪儿找到人手来帮忙呢
And then there would be sick days in which nothing would be able to be done.
那如果他生了病有个头疼脑热的怎么办呢
And God told him to put tar on the inside of the outside to waterproof. It took a large quantity of tar.
那神也告诉他，这个方舟要里外都抹上松香。他去哪儿找这么多松香呢
？And then his sons might not have always been available.
那他几个儿子也不是每天都可以跟他在一起。
And managing all those animals that went into the ark.
然后当那些动物进到方舟以后，怎么管理他们呢
？And stocking all the supplies.
然后从哪儿找这些物资放在船里？
I'm sure there were complications, and I'm sure Noah must have felt frustrated at times in building that ark.
我肯定挪亚在建方舟的时候遇到了非常多的困难。
But in addition, Noah was a godly man.
而且挪亚他是个敬虔的人。
And he lived in an ungodly world, much like our world today.
但是他所处的世代非常的不敬虔，就像我们今天的世代一样。
Yet he was able to survive and thrive.In such a world.
然而他能够活下来，而且他活得很兴旺。
And so the question is how?
那问题就是他怎么做到的呢？
And how can we as followers of Christ thrive in our world today?
作为基督徒，在今天的时代，我们怎么能够生活得兴旺？
How can we live in this unbelieving world that we hear about day after day?
我们每天所处的这个不信神的时代，我们怎么样在里面生存
？Well, today we're going to look at Genesis 6, where we'll see how Noah did it in his day.
今天我们就看看创世纪第六章，看诺亚在他的时代是怎么样生活的。
And so we pick up the account in Genesis chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Then the people began to multiply on the earth, and daughters were born to them. The sons of God, that is the kings and the rulers, saw the beautiful woman and took them, any that they wanted, as their wives. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are flesh, that is, they are sinful, they're corrupt, they're given over to sensual appetites. In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years.
创世纪六章说，当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女儿美貌，就随意挑选，娶来为妻。耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可到120年。
Now God was warning the people in Noah's day that they had 120 years before he was going to wipe them off the face of the earth.
神警告当时的人，他们还有120年就要被灭绝了。
Verse 4, in those days and for some time after, giant Nephilites, strong and muscular men, that's what that word means, lived on the earth. For whenever the sons of God, the kings and the rulers, had relations with women, they gave birth to children who became heroes and famous warriors.
第四节说，那时候有伟人在地上，就是高大健壮的人。后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武有名的人。
Now what this is describing here is a gross abuse of power.
这句话，短短几句话描写的却是当时一个非常不好的现象，就是有权势的人他们滥用权力。
In Bible days, kings were called sons of God.
在圣经里面，有权势的人，比如说国王，他们被称作神的儿子。
In fact, many of these rulers considered themselves to be a god.
And
they were powerful men.
他们很有权势。
And they had a ravenous appetite for sensual lust.
他们对这个欲望的追求是无止境的。
They took all the young women that they wanted and they filled their harems and indulged themselves in lust.
他们娶了很多年轻的女子来放在后宫里面供他们享乐。
It was a gross abuse of power.
是非常严重的滥用权力。
It was sexual harassment at its worst.
就好比今天的这种性骚扰，但是是最严重的那种行为。
Now, in addition to this immorality, there was extensive demonic activity.
在这种纵情声色里面，还有这种就是群魔乱舞的现象。
Now, notice, according to verse 4, they were called Nephilim, or giants, who were extraordinarily large and muscular and strong.
在第四节谈到的这些伟人，他们被描述的是非常的高大，比一般人都要高很多。
Something unusual was going on here, something supernatural and demonic.
可以想象，那个时候有一些超自然的，甚至是来自于邪灵的力量。
Henry Morris is a scholar of the book of Genesis. And he suggests that demons entered the men mentioned here and altered their gene structure in such a way that they produced abnormally big and strong children.
有一位学者，他写了一本书，他猜测当时可能是魔鬼的力量进入到人类里面，他们妄图用他们的一些对基因的一些改变来改变人类的后代。
And I believe that Satan's demons were infiltrating the human race in an effort to destroy the offspring of the woman.
撒旦他之所以要改变人类的基因，就是要想去摧毁女人的后裔。
Now you remember when Adam and Eve sinned, God told Satan that the offspring of a woman would destroy him someday. He was speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你们记不记得，当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神曾经告诉撒旦说，女人的后裔将要踩到你的头，将要来毁坏、毁灭你。女人的后裔就是指主耶稣基督。
So Satan here, I believe, was doing anything and everything in his power to stop that from happening.
所以撒旦他就竭尽全力想阻止这件事情的发生。
The New Testament makes it clear that demons were a big part of the problem in Noah's day.
在新约里面也提到，在诺亚的时代，撒旦是一个很大的权势。
First Peter chapter 3 says, He Christ, talking about Jesus, went and proclaimed to the spirits, demonic spirits in prison, those who disobeyed God long ago when God waited patiently while Noah was building the ark.
在彼得前书里面有这样的经文，他就是基督，借着灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听，就是那从前在诺亚预备方舟、神容忍等待的时候不信从的人。
And 2 Peter 2:4 says this, that in the days of Noah, God did not spare even the angels, fallen angels, demons, who sinned. He threw them into hell, in gloomy pits of darkness, where they are being held until the day of judgment.
在彼得后书二章说，就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱里，交在黑暗坑中等候审判，在诺亚的时代。
And so evidently, when God sent the flood, he also sent some of Satan's demons into hell.
所以当神用洪水毁灭世界的时候，他同时也把这些邪灵丢在地狱里。
Noah lived in a day with uncontrolled sexual harassment and excessive demonic activity.
所以诺亚所处的时代就是一个纵情声色的时代，是一个群魔乱舞的时代。
He also lived in a day of continuous evil.
在那个时代也有无穷无尽的罪恶。
People went from bad to worse in a society that was bent on wicked, sinful practices.
那时候的人没有最坏，只有更坏。他们整天想的都是怎么样作恶。
Verse 5 says, The Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, and he saw that everything that they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil.
第五节说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所想的尽都是恶。
A modern translation reads, God saw that human evil was out of control. People thought evil, imagined evil, 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 evil from morning to night.
还有一种版本说，神看到的人类罪大恶极，从早到晚，满心满眼都是恶，恶，恶。
Now in Genesis chapter 1, we read that God looked upon his creation, and he saw that it was good.
我们读创世纪第一章时候曾经看到，神看到他的创造，他想是好的。
But now 6 chapters later in Genesis chapter 6, God is looking upon his creation and he's seeing that it's very bad.
但是才过了四章，神看到他所创造的这些人就觉得非常的后悔，都坏了。
These people were not falling into sin accidentally.
这些人他并不是偶尔犯罪的。
They were deliberately sinning.
他们是诚心要犯罪。
Everything that they thought or imagined was consistently, continually, from morning to night, evil.
从早到晚，他们头脑里的每一个念头想的都是恶。
And so Noah lived in a day of uncontrolled sexual harassment.
所以诺亚所处的世代是纵情声色的世代。
An excessive demonic activity.
群魔乱舞的世代。
And continuous evil.
尽都是恶的世代。
There also was a lot of violence.
而且还有很多的暴力。
Verse 11 says, Now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. And so God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them all out along with the earth.
十一节说，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了，见有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。
God saw that the people were destroying themselves with their evil, so he decided to speed up the process.
神看到人在自我毁灭的路上，所以呢，他就决定要帮他们一把。
Instead of allowing the people to die a slow, agonizing death, he put them out of their misery quickly.
与其让他们慢慢的忍受痛苦而亡，不如让他们能够快一点走向灭亡。
And so Noah lived in a day with uncontrolled sexual harassment.
所以诺亚所处的时代纵情声色。
An excessive demonic activity.
群魔乱舞。
And continuous evil.
尽都是恶。
An increasing violence.
日益残暴。
Now it sounds a lot like our day, doesn't it?
听起来很像我们今天的时代，是不是？
Every day it seems that we hear of someone in a position of power who is abusing women.
我们每天都能够听到某个有权有势的人欺男霸女。
And furthermore, the occult is excessive in our society.
而且在我们今天会遇到很多的这种通灵的这种邪术。
According to a recent report, psychic services, which includes palm reading and astrology and fortune telling and mediums, is now worth $2.2 billion annually in the United States.
根据一项调查显示，在美国每年这种像手相、星相、算命、灵媒这种通灵服务，它的价值会多达22亿美元。
The occult is demonic.
这些都是一些邪术，都是从撒旦来的。
Furthermore, drug use is at an all-time high, including marijuana.
而且现在的人开始滥用毒品，比如说大麻。
And these drugs are producing psychotic, demonic behavior.
这些毒品让人精神错乱，产生出像魔鬼一样的行为。
Recent mass shooters were all regular inhalers of marijuana.
最近几年那些枪手，那些杀很多人的枪手，他们一般都是常年服用大麻的。
And on top of all of this, sexual immorality has gone from bad to worse.
在更坏的是呢，人们的性道德水准也在急转直下。
Behavior which was disgraceful and shameful 10 years ago is now accepted and even celebrated.
以前那些见不得人的行为，现在都可以大张旗鼓的庆祝。
LGBTQ+ is an acronym for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and the plus is a reference to anything that represents sexual perversion.
比如说现在常听到的 LGBTQ 就是男同女同双性恋变性异装癖还有加号就代表一切那些变态的行为。
And then violence in our major cities is high.
那我们的大城市里面的这个暴力行为也在上升。
The New York Post recorded that according to the FBI, murder rose 30% nationally in the year 2021 compared to the previous year.
根据联邦调查局的数据显示，2022年全国谋杀率增长了30%。
2022 was even worse. The New York Post said 12 major cities set historical murder records.
12个主要城市都创下了谋杀的历史记录。
So like Noah, we live in a corrupt world that's under God's condemnation.
就像诺亚，我们生活在一个败坏的世界，一个被神咒诅的世界。
Verse 6. So the Lord was sorry he had ever made them and put them on the earth. It broke his heart. And the Lord said, I will wipe this human race I have created from the face of the earth. Yes, I will destroy every living thing. All the people, the large animals, the small animals that scurry along the ground, and even the birds of the sky, I am sorry I have ever made them.
六到七节，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说：“我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫，以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。”
God was grieved that he made human beings.
神为了造出人类而感到心中忧伤。
He was greatly disappointed in his creation.
他对他的创造物感到非常的失望。
1500 years before this, God had made man righteous and holy.
这个很多年以前，当人神造人的时候，他造出他们来是有公义的，是有圣洁的。
He had created people for a relationship with himself.
他造出人类来和他有一个良好的关系。
But now these same people were rebelling against him.
但是这些人现在开始反抗神。
And they had gotten so bad that God had no choice but to wipe them off the face of the earth and start over.
人已经败坏到如此的地步，以至于神不得不把他们清理掉。
Now, did God enjoy doing this?
神喜欢这么做吗？
Absolutely not. Verse 6 says, it broke his heart.
神绝对不喜欢这样做，因为经文说他心中忧伤。
And I know God's heart is broken today, and what he sees is going on, and the judgment that must come.
因为神看到即将到来的审判，他心都碎了。
And so how can we survive and thrive in such a world?
那么我们在这样的世代该如何存活兴旺呢？
How can we live in such an unbelieving world?
我们怎样在这样不幸的世代生活？
How can we combat the forces of our day and protect our families from this destructive influence?
我们如何在这世代对抗邪恶，保护我们的家人不受影响？
Well, how did Noah do it?
那么挪亚是怎么做到的？
Look at verse 8. But Noah found favor with the Lord.
第八节说，唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
Noah found God's grace.
挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩，得到神的恩典。
God had compassion on Noah, and he gave him grace.
神怜悯挪亚，神给挪亚恩典。
Verse 9. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at the time. And he walked in close fellowship with God. And Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
第九到十节，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的时代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅弗。
Now notice this, that Noah was a righteous man.
你们看，这里说挪亚是个义人。
That is, he trusted God to save him from his sin.
因为他靠相信神的救恩，他有这样的信心。
That's the only way a person can be made righteous.
人类要想被称作义人，只有这一条路。
By trusting in God's provision for salvation.
一定要信靠神对人有救恩。
Furthermore, Noah was blameless.
而且挪亚是个完全人。
That is, he confessed his sin, asking God for forgiveness.
怎么样完全呢？就是靠他向神认罪悔改，求神赦免。
His conscience was clear between him and God.
他在神面前，他的良心是无愧的。
Things were right between him and God.
他和神的关系是好的。
And in addition, Noah walked in close fellowship with God.
而且神与挪亚与神同行，他与神的关系亲近。
God with him on a regular basis every day.
每天挪亚与神谈话，神也与他讲话。
And so God said to Noah in verse 14, build a large boat from cypress wood and waterproof it with tar inside and out.Then construct decks and stalls throughout its interior. Make the boat 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet high. Leave an 18-inch opening below the roof all the way around the boat. Put the door on the side and build three decks inside the boat, lower, middle, and upper.
十四、十五节说，神对挪亚说，你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。方舟的造法哪是这样？要长300肘，宽50肘，高30肘。方舟上边要留透光处，高1肘。方舟的门要开在旁边。方舟要分上中下三层。
Look, God said, I'm about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing that breathes. Everything on earth will die, but I will confirm my covenant with you.So enter the boat, you and your wife and your sons and their wives.
看哪，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下。凡地上有血肉、有气息的活物，无一不死。我却要与你立约，我同你的妻与儿子儿妇都要进入，你同你的妻儿子与儿妇都要进入方舟。
God further explained, bring a pair of every kind of animal, a male and a female, into the boat with you to keep them alive during the flood. pairs of every kind of bird and every kind of animal and every kind of small animal that scurries along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. And be sure to take on board enough food for your family and for all the animals. So Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him.
神又吩咐他说，凡有血肉的活物，每样两个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在你那里保全生命。飞鸟各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上的昆虫各从其类，每样两个要到你那里，好保全生命。你要拿各样食物积蓄起来，好做你和他们的食物。挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
Noah obeyed God, and he built that boat.
挪亚听了神的话，他造了这个方舟。
He believed God enough to do what God told him to do, even though it might have not have made much sense to Noah.
他非常相信神，到什么地步呢？就是神让他干什么，他就干什么。虽然神让他做的很多事情，在当时听来都匪夷所思。
After all, building a huge boat in your backyard is not what most people do.
有多少人能够在自己家后院造这么大一艘船呢？
But it was important that Noah do it because God told him to do it and to do it exactly as he instructed him.
但是挪亚就做了，因为神让他这么做的，而且他完全是按照神的指示做的。
God told him to build the boat 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high.
神让挪亚造一艘长450英尺、宽75英尺、高45英尺的方舟。
And he told him to cover the inside and out with tar to waterproof it.
神让他把方舟里外都抹上松香，让这个船能够防水。
And to construct it with three decks.
而且一共要建三层。
And to build the roof 18 inches above the top of the walls to allow for ventilation.
还要在墙顶上方18英寸处建造屋顶，为的是通风透气。
The ark had to be big enough to hold all the animals, and it had to be safe enough to stay afloat in rough seas.
这艘船不仅要足够大，能够装下所有的动物，而且要足够的强，这个足够的结实，能够经受住海上的风浪。
Dr. Henry Morris once calculated the volumetric capacity of the ark as being 1.4 million cubic feet.
有一个这个博士他曾经计算过方舟的容量，它有140万立方英尺的容量。
Now, based on that figure, the ark was able to hold more than 125,000 sheep-sized animals, which is bigger than the average-sized land animal.
照这样算呢，这个船它能够容纳125,000只绵羊大小的动物。
There are less than 1,800,000 species of animals living today on the earth.
今天在地球上生活的动物有差不多18,000种。
And so if we were to double that figure to allow for species which are now extinct,
如果我们把这个数字乘以二，就包括了那些可能已经灭绝的物种。
And then double it again because God told Noah to take two of each kind on board.
然后再乘以二，因为神让挪亚每一种动物带两只。
That makes 72,000 animals on the ark.
那就是船上可能有75,000只动物。
And add a few more thousand to allow for the extra animals that God told Noah to take on.
就是那个数字72,000，然后你再加上几千。
That gives us 75,000 animals on a ship that could hold 125,000.
就是在这个能够承载125,000只动物的方舟上，差不多可能放了75,000只动物。
Only 60% of the ark's capacity was used for the animals.
那么这样子的话呢，方舟的只有60%得到使用。
And so that left plenty of room for food and supplies and living quarters for Noah's family.
那剩下的就可以足够为他们能够储备食物、物资，还有挪亚一家的生活空间。
The ark was plenty big to do the job, and it was plenty safe as well.
这个方舟呢，足够大，也足够安全。
Interestingly, modern ships are made of the same proportions as God gave to Noah.
很有趣的是，现在的那些大轮船，它们的尺寸比例和神让挪亚建造方舟的比例是一样的。
Six times as long as it is wide.
它们就是，长度呢是宽度的6倍，
And the height 1/10 of its length.
它们的高度是长度的1/10。
God knew what he was doing when he gave Noah his instructions.
所以，当神给挪亚这个指示的时候，他很清楚自己在干什么。
Now, I doubt if Noah understood everything that God told him to do, but Noah did it anyway.
挪亚当时肯定是不知道神给他的这些指示的背后是什么样的事情，但是挪亚还是听了神的话去做了。
He obeyed God's command to build a boat.
他顺服了神的指示，他造出了方舟。
And then he obeyed God's command to enter the boat.
然后呢，他又顺服了神的指示，他进入了方舟。
Chapter 7, verse 1 says this: When everything was ready, the Lord said to Noah, Go into the boat with all your family, for among all the people on the earth, I can see that you alone are righteous.
创世纪7章，耶和华对挪亚说：“你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中，我见你在我面前是义人。
Take with you 7 pairs, male and female, of each animal I have approved for eating and for sacrifice, and take 1 pair of each of the others. Also take 7 pairs of every kind of bird. There must be a male and a female in each pair to ensure that all life will survive on the earth.
凡洁净的畜类，你要带7公7母；不洁净的畜类，你要带1公1母。空中的飞鸟也要带7公7母，可以留种，活在全地上。
7 days from now, I will make the rains pour down on the earth, and it will rain for 40 days and 40 nights until I have wiped from the earth all the living things that I have created. So Noah did everything as the Lord commanded him.
因为再过7天，我要降雨在地上40昼夜，把我所造的各种活物都从地上除灭。挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的行了。
Noah and all the animals entered the ark.
挪亚和所有的动物都进入了方舟。
Now that took faith.
这样做是要
需要
信心的。
信心的。
You have to realize that according to Genesis 2, verse 5, it had never rained on the earth before Noah's flood.
你知道，在圣经上也告诉我们，在大洪水之前，地上没有下过这样的雨。
Noah had never seen rain.
挪亚他都没有见过下雨。
And yet he did exactly what God told him to do, even though it must have sounded strange to him at the time.
虽然神的指示对他来讲真的匪夷所思，但是他还是认真的照做了。
Water coming out of the sky, he just couldn't figure it out.
天上会降水。这个概念在他那儿是非常很难想象的。
It took faith for Noah to build that ark.
挪亚造方舟完全是靠的信心，
And it took faith for Noah to enter the ark.
他进入方舟也靠的是信心。
It took faith for Noah to obey God.
他遵守神的话需要的是信心。
And that's what it takes for you and me to live in a society that is destroying itself without it destroying us.
这个就是我们想要在今天这个自我毁灭的时代生存的一个原则。
It takes faith in a living God.
我们要对真神有信心。
And so to face the evil around us day in and day out, you need to face it with faith.
当你身处这种邪恶的环境当中，你一定要有信心。
Like Noah, face the corruption that surrounds us with a strong faith and confidence in God.
你就像诺亚一样，要用信心来对抗邪恶，要对神有强烈的信心，
In other words, have a faith that works.
并且你的信心是要有效的。
A faith that turns your belief into behavior, how you behave.
让你的信仰成为行动。
A faith that turns your belief into conduct.
这种信心让你的信条成为信念。
It's not enough just to agree on a doctrinal statement.
你同意一个教条，并不是全部。
You have to apply that doctrine to your life.
你要在生命中运用这个教条。
You believe God is holy and wants you to be holy, then you need to be holy yourself.
你相信神是圣洁的吗？那你自己就要试着圣洁。
You believe that God is going to supply all of your needs, then you need to give sacrificially.
你相信神会供应吗？那你就要去无私的奉献。
You believe God is love, then you need to forgive the one that has hurt you.
你相信神是爱，那你就要赦免伤害你的人。
You believe that God has established the church, then you need to attend church and demonstrate the importance of your faith by participating in it.
你相信神设立了教会，那你就要加入教会，积极参与。
In other words, it's not enough to say that you believe.
所以光说你相信还不够。
You need to show that you believe by doing what God tells you to do.
你要照着神说的做，才能彰显你的信心。
Francis lived in a land that was dotted with churches.
弗朗西斯他生活的地方有很多的教堂。
And each was dedicated to one saint or another, Saint Peter, Saint Paul, so forth.
每一个教堂都是以一个圣人来命名的，圣彼得、圣保罗等等。
And a few of those churches was kept very well, but most of them were neglected and run down.
有几间教会保存的还不错，但是大部分的教堂都是非常破败的。
And so one day Francis decided to go for a walk in the country.
有一天，弗朗西斯他在外面散步。
And on his walk, he stopped at a little run-down church in Italy, less than a mile from his home.
他走着走着，看到了一个小教堂，离他家不远，差不多有一英里的地方。
The walls were crumbling.
这教堂的墙上都快倒了。
The church didn't have any money.
这个教堂没有钱。
They couldn't even buy enough oil to light a lamp in the church.
连点这个灯的油都买不起。
Francis went into the dark church to pray.
然后弗朗西斯就进去祷告。
And in the middle of his prayer, he sensed God talking to him.
他祷告的时候，感到神在向他讲话。
Francis, God said, repair my house.
他听到神说，弗朗西斯，修我的房子。
Francis was stunned.
弗朗西斯非常的惊讶。
He left the church trembling.
他离开教堂的时候浑身颤抖。
He had never heard God speak to him before.
他以前从来没有听到神对他讲话过。
And he told God that he would do it as quickly and as literally as he knew how.
他就跟神说，那我一定要尽快的尽我所能来做这个事情。
He found some masonry and some mortar and some trowels and other supplies, and he began repairing the church.
他就找来了一些砖石、泥浆、抹子来修这个教堂。
Later, Francis from the little town of Assisi, Italy, became a key figure in a 13th century revival of the church.
后来，弗朗西斯就成为了十三世纪当时的一个灵命大复兴的主要关键人物。
For a time, God used him to hold back the tide of immorality that was spreading all across Europe.
而且神使用他来阻挡当时蔓延在欧洲的不道德的风向。
But how did he start?
那他是怎么开始的呢？
He started with a little chapel that was less than a mile away from his home.
他是从距离他家不到一英里的一个小教堂开始的。
Sometimes we wish we could change the world.
有时候我们想，如果我们能改变世界就好了。
But like Francis of Assisi,We could start with what is right in front of us.
但是就像这位弗朗西斯一样，我们应该从我们眼前的小事开始做起。
Put your faith to work and do the little thing that God is asking you to do.
把你的信心转化成行动，做神让你做的眼下的事情。
Francis of Assisi repaired a little church and brought revival to 13th century Europe.
阿西西的弗朗西斯修复了一座教堂，为十三世纪的欧洲带来了复兴。
Noah built a boat and preserved the human race.
挪亚造了一条船，拯救了人类。
And so what is God asking you to do?
那么神让你做什么呢？
If we're going to combat the forces of evil in our day, if we're going to protect our family from destructive forces, if we're going to make a difference in our world, then we have to have a faith that works at practicing living faith.
如果我们要对抗邪恶势力，我们必须拥有一个有效的信心，就是一个实践的、活泼的信心。
Now, in addition, we need to have a faith that waits.
在这之上，在除此之外，我们还要拥有一个能够等候的信心，一个有耐心，要有耐心。
A faith that endures.
一个持之以恒的信心。
A faith that keeps on going on, no matter what.
一个坚持到底的信心，不论如何都能坚持下去的信心。
It took Noah over 100 years to build that boat.
挪亚造方舟花了100年。
And at any time he could have given up.
他随时都可能放弃。
He could have gotten tired of the ridicule from his neighbors.
他可能会受不了邻居的冷嘲热讽而放弃。
He could have gotten tired from working in the hot sun day in and day out.
他可能忍受不了每天风吹日晒的工作而放弃。
But he kept on going.
但是他坚持下去了。
He continued in a patient faith.Believing God's word.
他继续的耐心的相信神的话。
Even though nothing had happened in over 100 years.
尽管100多年过去，什么也没有发生。
Now we need to do the same.
我们也应该像挪亚一样。
We need to keep on going even though we don't see visible results.
我们应该继续坚持我们的信心，虽然我们短期内看不到什么成果。
Japanese marathon runner Shizuo Kanakuri competed for the 1912 Stockholm Olympics.
这个人是一个日本的长跑选手，叫金立四三。他参加过马拉松比赛。
He set a marathon world record, so the Japanese Olympic Committee selected him as only two athletes that they were sending to the Olympics that year.
因为他曾经创造了一项马拉松的记录，所以日本就送他去参加当时斯德哥尔摩举办的一个马拉松比赛。
However, Kanakuri shockingly disappeared during the Olympic marathon race.
但是令人震惊的是，他在比赛的中途就消失了。
He had had a rough 18-day-long trip to Stockholm.
因为他从日本到斯德哥尔摩，他走了18天，非常的精疲力尽。
First by ship, then by train through the Trans-Siberian Railroad.
他一开始是坐船，然后又坐火车，然后又坐了这个西伯利亚的火车。
Weakened by that long journey, he lost consciousness midway through the race.
因为他旅途太劳累了，他跑到一半就是晕过去了。
A local family cared for him.
那被当地的人给收留医治了。
And ashamed and embarrassed by his failure, he returned to Japan without notifying the race officials.
因为他觉得无地自容，非常羞愧，所以他就悄悄地回了日本，没有通知当时的比赛的组委会。
Authorities considered him missing for 50 years before they discovered that he was living in Japan.
那组委会就宣布他可能死了，直到50年之后，人们在日本才找到了他。
And so in 1967, he was offered the opportunity to complete his run.
所以在1967年，组委会又给了他一个机会，让他能够跑完当时没有跑完的马拉松。
He accepted and completed the marathon in 54 years, 8 months, 6 days.5 hours, 32 minutes, and 20.3 seconds.
他也去了，所以呢，他这个马拉松的这个记录就是从1911年到1967年，一直跑了54年8个月6天5个小时32分钟20秒，这是他的记录。
He remarked, it's been a long race.
所以他感叹到，这真是一个漫长的跑步。
Along the way, he said, I got married, had 6 children and 10 grandchildren.
而且跑完了这一趟，我结了婚，有了6个孩子和30多个孙子。
Well, you know, the Bible is full of people who finish their race after long periods of waiting or even after failure.
我们也知道，圣经里面也写到了很多的人，他们都是啊，经过了很长时间的等待的考验，甚至他们曾经数次的失败。
Noah spent 100 years building the ark.
挪亚造方舟花了100年。
Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness before God used him to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt.
摩西在被神呼召出来领以色列人出埃及之前，在旷野足足待了40年。
Peter denied Jesus and went back to fishing before he called him back into the ministry.
彼得他在不认主耶稣以后，他回到了加利利去打鱼，直到主耶稣再把他呼召出来。
John Mark quit Paul and Barnabas during their first missionary journey, but then later was useful in ministry. And he in turn wrote the Gospel of Mark in the Bible.
约翰·马可他曾经和保罗和巴拿巴一起在第一次的宣教旅程当中，但是他还没有完就自己就退出了。但是后来他又重新参与到里面，而且写了马可福音。
So no matter what has happened or maybe not has happened.
所以不论发生了什么，无论没有发生什么。
Whether you have failed or not failed.
无论你失败还是没有失败
Don't give up.
不要放弃
Trust the Lord and persevere.
信靠主坚持下去
To survive and thrive in a world that is bent on destruction, to live in an unbelieving world, we need to face it with faith.
在一个注定要灭亡的时代，在一个不信的时代，我们要生存下去，我们一定要有一个信心。
A faith that works.
一定要有一个可以活出来的信心。
A faith that waits.
一个能够等候的信心。
Trust God enough to obey Him and keep on obeying Him until your faith is rewarded with sight.
我们要信靠顺服神，持续顺服神，直到神让我们看到。
Carol Kent, a politician, an author, a Christian faith speaker, put it this way.
这个基督徒的一个政治家，他曾经说过。
She says, when despair tries to take me under, I choose life.
他说，当绝望试图将我淹没时，我选择生活。
When I wonder what God possibly could be thinking,I choose trust.
当我要揣摩神到底是何用意时，我选择信靠。
When I desperately want relief, I choose perseverance.
当我迫切想要解脱时，我选择坚持。
When nothing goes according to my plan, I choose surrender.
当一切都没有按照我的计划进行时，我选择顺服。
When I want to point the finger and blame, I choose forgiveness.
当我想指责别人时，我选择宽恕。
And when I want to give up, I choose purposeful action.
当我想要放弃时，我选择去做那些有目的的事情。
Now notice it was her choice as to how she responded to what was going on in her life.
你们要注意，这些都是她在面临选择的时候做出的选择。
But she chose things in accordance with God's word, in accordance with her faith in God.
她的选择都是按照圣经的神的话，也是按照她的信仰来进行。
And so what will you choose today?
那么你今天要选择什么呢?
Choose a faith that works.
你要选择有效的信心。
A practicing, living faith in God.
一个实践的、活泼的信心，在主里的信心。
And choose a faith that waits.
你要选择那个等候的信心。
A faith that just keeps on going, no matter what.
一个能够坚持下去，不论发生什么事情，这样的信心。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we have a relationship with Almighty God.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为我们竟然能够跟天上的造物主有这样的关系。
You are all knowing and you are all powerful.
你是全知全能的大能的神。
You are everywhere present.
你是无处不在的神。
We are never in a situation without you.
我们从来也不会脱离你的视线。
And like the heroes of the Bible, I pray that we will be men and women of faith.
就像圣经里的伟人一样，我们祈求你让我们能够成为有信心的人。
Faith in a real living God.
我们对我们的独一真神有信心。
And a faith that perseveres no matter what may pressure our life.
让这个信心能够坚持下去，不论我们人生中发生什么事情。
As we face a new year, give us the resolve that we will be men and women of that kind of faith.
当我们开始新的一年，让我们定义来做这种有信心的人。
Help us to live what we believe.
帮助我们把我们的信仰活出来。
And to obey God.
信靠顺服神。
And this I ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And all God's people said, Amen.
Amen.